Wow. So when news got out about what happened to Masa, how quickly did that spread into protests?
It spread, you know, later that day. They've grown pretty rapidly since, but, you know, I think the impunity, what many expect to be the lack of accountability and responsibility and information even about what has happened to her, has really galvanized people. I mean, many people have experienced that in their own lives. And, you know, the simple act of her just riding a metro and coming to Tehran seemed to have led to her death. And, you know, there's so many questions that aren't answered. And a lot of people out there have also faced repression from the government and have unanswered questions. This is also being fed by a lot of other long-standing grievances. Inflation is super high. Unemployment is really high. You know, the economy is doing very poorly. Many people are poor. There's a lot of different reasons. One of them is the impact of Western sanctions and, you know, negotiations over the nuclear deal that would see the reduction of Western sanctions have stalled once again. And so there's a lot of economic grievances and sort of feelings that the government is also putting its money not where it's helping people.
Interesting. So this is going beyond the issue of women having to wear the hijab in Iran or the repression of women, that there are all these other issues that affect both men and women that are getting people to come out to the streets now.
There are many, many frustrations that people have. You know, some of the main chants that you've been hearing are sort of summed up as bread, work, freedom, and women, life, freedom. And, you know, Mahsa Amini has really been able to become sort of a symbol of a lot of these frustrations because of the impunity and brutality around her death, because she was also from Kurdistan. And, you know, that region has often been a place of higher unemployment and government criticism and government repression. And there's also been ongoing protests against lots of different issues in Iran in recent weeks and months. You know, water is also a huge issue, especially, you know, in Kurdistan region and some others. There's been ongoing protests also by women over the hijab. In July, they started imposing the restrictions even more. And so since that tightening, there's also been this movement. These are smaller scale protests, but all of this that's come before has also helped ignite what's happening now.